This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. After unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandra Bhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency in Lucknow, Defence Minister said that 14 countries have asked for BrahMos missile and it will also be exported from Lucknow. This will help in increasing employment in the state. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated four prominent personalities to the Rajya Sabha from the fields of arts, literature, science and social services. The distinguished figures include eminent lawyer Ujjwal Deo Rao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain. The Ministry of Home Affairs informed about the decision in a notification. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the four renowned personalities on being nominated to the Upper House of Parliament. Meanwhile, reacting to the announcement, Special Public Prosecutor Ujjwal Nikam, while talking to the media, called it a proud moment. In Bihar, a large number of citizens from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar have been found during house-to-house visits in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in the state. Our correspondent, quoting ECI sources, reports that BLOs on the duty found that these persons have been able to procure all documents, including Aadhaar, domicile certificate, ration card, and others. With these revelations, some apprehensions are corroborated and the concerns are being duly addressed by the Election Commission of India. The ECI sources say that after proper inquiry, which is to be conducted from 1st August to 30th August, if found true, such names shall not be included in the final list to be published on the 30th September this year. The centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the Chief Minister of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilisers, black marketing of subsidised fertilisers and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's foreign minister said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. In United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has arrested eight Khalistani terrorists across the country in a major crackdown on an international terror network. Among them is Pavitr Singh Batala, a Punjab-based gangster wanted by India's National Investigation Agency, NIA, for terror activities linked to the banned group Babbar Khalsa International, BKI. Last month, NIA had named Batala, along with Jatinder Jyoti, and designated BKI terrorist Lakhbir Lana in a charge sheet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed anguish at the demise of the veteran Telugu actor Kota Srinivas Rao. The veteran Telugu actor passed away today at his residence in Hyderabad. He was 83. In his message, the Prime Minister said Kota Srinivas Rao will be remembered for his cinematic brilliance and versatility. In cricket, England were 29 for 1 in their second innings against India in the third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's when reports last came in. The hosts resumed their innings on day 4 at the overnight score of 2 for no loss today. India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. And that is the end of this news bulletin.